This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lin. 2 weeks ago, Dow Chemical and DuPont merged, becoming Dow DuPont, based in Michigan and Delaware. This merger of the two largest U.S. chemical companies is worth $130 billion. It has investors, employees, and customers trying to follow along. The thing is, they won't be able to get too comfortable because Dow DuPont has plans to break down into three spin-off companies within the next 2 years. One will tackle special products, another material science, and another agriculture. In Delaware, the News Journal business reporter Jeff Mordog has been following the merger and will keep pace with the regrouping. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Two big industry leaders, they are now one. Does Dow DuPont now function as a unit primarily to create these new spin-off companies, two of which would be based in Delaware and one in Michigan?
I think that's correct, because the focus of Dow DuPont now is the three spinoffs. I mean, they'll have their products and they're producing new products, but ultimately what they produce is going to wind up in the hands of those spinoffs. And those spinoffs are going to be new companies probably in about 2 years or so. So the lag time between Dow DuPont to having it break up into three companies is pretty quick.
It is quick. There's already news about the future spinoffs, that some assets that were supposed to go to Michigan may be rerouted to Delaware. Tell us about that.
Correct. About $8 billion worth of revenue contained in about eight product lines has been transferred from the material sciences company, which was going to be in Dow's hometown of Midland, Michigan. That has now been transferred to the specialty products company, which is going to be headquartered in Wilmington, Delaware. And that's good news. The specialty products company was going to be about $12 billion in revenue. Now you add this $8 billion, that makes it a $20 billion company, which is pretty substantial. To give you an idea of how big that is, DuPont's revenue is probably about $25, $26 billion in terms of revenue.
Well, let's talk about the importance of Dow DuPont's creation of spin-off companies to the state of Delaware by itself. And, of course, Delaware is jonesing for jobs right now.
That's correct. Our unemployment rate exceeds the national average right now. Wage stagnation has been an issue here. Foreclosures have been an issue here. We're very hopeful that these two spinoffs to be based here in Delaware will grow. They will create jobs. They will invest in the community. That's one thing that DuPont has been very good with Delaware about, is investing in the community. They've, you know, given us the DuPont Hotel. They've given us the DuPont Theater. They've built hospitals, bridges. Family members have contributed to charity. We really are looking to these spinoffs to continue the tradition of giving back and creating a vibrant economy here in Delaware.
For right now, as Dow DuPont, fresh from the merger, on its website, it breaks down what it expects to do for investors, employees, customers. Let's look at investors for a moment. What might they see in the short term and gain in the long run?
In the short term, they will see a strong company, a company that, you know, has the best assets of Dow and DuPont. Dow DuPont as a combined company, they're looking at the spinoffs and what kind of value can be created from the spinoffs. As a matter of fact, a coalition of activist investors have been putting a lot of pressure on Dow DuPont to spin off more than just three companies. They want to see five or six companies. The more spinoffs that are there, the greater their investment is going to be, and it's going to be more profitable for those activist investors.
Jeff, employees may be quivering through the changes. What are they most concerned about, those who are still working within, I guess, now Dow DuPont?
Well, one of the things that's interesting about this merger is Dow and DuPont talk about how they'll have $3 billion worth of synergies. And synergies sometimes can mean cost cutting. I know both companies kind of went through some fierce cost cutting before the merger. DuPont laid off about 1,700 workers in Delaware about a year ago. And they're very concerned that, you know, there'll be some redundancies in some positions, like there's going to be now two HR groups, two accountancy groups. But on the other hand, you're going to have three companies come from this merger, and all of those companies are going to need their own HR department. They're going to need their own support staff. Right now, it's just a little too early to tell how this could play out for the employees.
Before the merger, DuPont offered pension buyouts to about 9,500 retirees in the U.S. to close a pension gap in excess of $8 billion. Some of that gap still exists. How is this going to be detrimental to the spinoff companies?
It depends on where that liability goes and what the assets they give that company. It's going to have an $8 billion gap, and I think the overall obligation is something like $25 billion. If Dow DuPont is going to give that spinoff the pension liability, they're also going to have to give it some of the most high-profile legacy products to generate the revenue to support that.
Jeff, finally, will customers around the globe get what they need from Dow DuPont in the next 2 years during this development phase of the spinoffs?
I believe so, because these companies have not stopped investing in research. They've not stopped investing in new products. And if you look at some of the developments that they have, I mean, some of these products could be pretty profitable. I don't see this as stifling that much innovation, because they've taken steps before the merger to shed off anything where they would kind of create a monopoly in a certain division, especially in agriculture. I know the European Union was pretty strident about making Dow and DuPont divest some assets to sort of prevent a monopoly from forming in certain markets.
Well, very interesting. The News Journal business reporter Jeff Mordock with us this morning to talk about the Dow-DuPont merger and what lies ahead. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.